Hey everybody, and welcome to your Friday, March 21st Jumpcast, the only manga podcast you can listen to with VR headsets. Joining me this week are Greg Jan and Mike Lemieux.
It's coming right at me.
It's like coming right at us.
Although technically I suppose you can listen to every manga podcast with VR. I wonder if that'll be a thing eventually, like
have
visualizers
like
you make.
So, yeah, well, no, like just have it automatically detect, you know, what people are saying or something like that, so the words are flying at you while you're hearing them.
That's what I want out of these VR headsets that are coming out. It's not like the games where it's just like you're just playing a third-person game. And I want the interface, like your desktop wrapped around your vision.
Yeah.
And like a synthesizer stuck out, like actually jutting up into the sky with the waveforms going.
Like they should make the most badass tax software ever.
I want to talk to Jarvis and have shit happen in front of my face.
And for Tim to call you Batman.
Yes.
Such
want
as
to
the
have
dream.
The augmented reality thing, so like you can, you know.
I want to call the computer Jarvis and have the computer call me Batman. Yes. I don't care that it doesn't make sense.
Well, you can probably do that right now if you really wanted to.
How is there not like a Jarvis Siri thing? Like, why haven't they sold that?
Yeah, you'd figure that'd be good promotion, like if they did it for Avengers 2 or something.
Yeah. Like, there should be all sorts of Siri voices instead of just like the one voice.
Homer Simpson Siri.
Yeah.
There might actually be other ones hidden in there that you can't find out about. Like, I know in Android, I had an app which used the same voice that Maps, like the Google Maps thing does, but there was an option in there to access the British accent version. So, you know, when I'm in the normal Google Maps app or something like that, it's just the normal, like, American woman voice. But when I'm using this other app, it is a British woman instead, just for the heck of it.
Huh. Sounds like it'd probably be interesting for a while and then completely annoying.
Yeah, at least
not really.
It's
not like I use it enough for it to become annoying. So.
Yeah. All right. So do we have any house cleaning?
I watched all of Attack on Titan this weekend and read all of Attack on Titan this week.
How was that?
It's good. Surprisingly. Hey, guess what? That thing everybody loved like 6 months ago is still good. You should
yeah, they actually, I think last week they were announcing who the voice actors and actresses were, although I don't think I ever saw who is going to be doing Eren, which is...
The sub on Netflix is surprisingly shitty. I think I would have been better off going and pirating it, because they play fast and loose with people's names, and their episodes out of order and numbered wrong, and it's been up for like 4 months, so I don't know why it's still all messed up.
Maybe they just don't care.
Yeah, maybe.
Netflix just doesn't care about anime, period, so.
Yeah.
So what's better, the anime or the manga?
The anime, because the manga looks like dog shit.
It does look pretty bad.
There are chapters that look good, and then there's chapters that look like the pre-Murata One Punch Man. Just
see, that's my ultimate thing stopping me from getting into...
If you can find, like, scans that are from the volumes, I think that the volumes themselves actually have been cleaned up.
Oh, so they do the Hunter Hunter thing?
Yeah, I it's still not fantastic, but the volumes that I have definitely looked better than what I remember.
There were chapters of Hunter Hunter that were literally just, like, scanned pencil sketches, just about, and then, like, they looked fine in the volumes.
So why doesn't he just get an artist?
Hunter Hunter guy?
No, Attack on Titan guy.
I don't know.
Not me.
Like, some chapters look fine. Like, they look good. And then some chapters are just like, wow, you put this off until, like, the last week or something, huh? Like,
I mean, he kind of, technically, you can say that he does have artists doing other stories, because there's, like, 3 spinoffs that are going right now.
Well, that's because Attack on Titan is weirdly popular.
The one thing that I really appreciate about Attack on Titan that you don't see a lot in manga these days is it seems super planned out. And seeds and hints for stuff are placed, like, way before they come to fruition. Like, he's actually, you know, thought ahead and is planning stuff.
And not only that, it's, like, well, there is the occasional, like, why don't we, you know, why are we so stuck in our ways sort of thing, like you were talking to me about earlier, Mike. But, like,
it does the anime
it
thing
does...
where... nobody talks to each other about anything. It's like, you could solve every problem if you just told this person what you know. Why aren't you doing
that? But at
the
same time, there is not a whole lot of people are objectively stupid in it.
Yeah. they're very human. Like even the villains in it seem to like not have specific super great plans, and they seem to like just fall to shit really easily. A lot of people in that series are incompetent.
Yeah.
And then you have the ones that are just like hyper competent, which are awesome.
Where does Potato Girl fall on this
She
spectrum?
is amazing and hyper competent.
Okay.
And
I don't know if
she
I'd call
like
her hypercon. She does have like fear problems, but yeah, she's great.
That's
She's
all literally all I know about Attack on Titan is that one gif of that girl eating a potato.
and with
And
like the
the English voice actress for her is going to be Ashley Birch from Hey Ashley, What You Playin'?
perfect. Her whole shtick in Ron until, you know, shit starts going down is she's basically the light Yagami eating a potato chip, the character. She is like always just kind of in the corner, very seriously munching on something. And they like cut to her with like these really dramatic eyes as she takes a bite of something for no reason. It's
This
amazing.
sounds, I'm from what you guys are telling me, I'm not sure if this is popular because it's actually like good or because it's,
Oh
it's
no,
sort of
it
lucked
is
into being
quite good.
popular.
It's quite good and quite silly, but also serious. Like, it's a pretty good balance of everything. I highly recommend it.
It manages to walk this line between like shonen and seinen without falling onto the berserk side.
Okay.
Yeah, it in a lot of ways reminds me of Fullmetal Alchemist. Like, not just the setting and characters and stuff, but like the kind of overall vibe of like how Fullmetal Alchemist could be kind of silly but then be serious all of a sudden.
It's good. It's got fantastic opening songs for the anime.
Also, I'll say again, I watched it all in one weekend. So I was a little obsessive, but it's not going to take you that long to get through it.
Okay, maybe I'll probably end up having to download it as opposed to watching Netflix once.
The Netflix one is fine. I just told you which episodes are switched, but
Yeah.
it's a real
Well,
page
there's
turner.
that, and then like the whole like Jean and John and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but if you just go in knowing it's like it's Gene, it's not John. Don't worry. But it's a real page turner. It's one of those series that you get to the next step. It's like, oh man, this is just about to get good. Fuck, it's over. God damn it. Okay, next episode, just one more. You know, it has a real good pace to it.
Okay, maybe I'll look into
That's
that.
how I ended up watching like 9 episodes in a row, because it gets real good and then it goes to the next episode.
So the Shonen Jump fighting game is out, or it
The
came out the other
J
day.
Stars? Was that the name
J
of it?
Stars Victory.
Yeah.
And I've been watching videos. I'm not sure if I'm gonna buy it yet, but the story mode is hilarious. Because every character has their own individual story mode, and like, as far as I can tell, it's all in Japanese, so maybe I'm completely wrong.
It's probably in Japanese. Yeah, you're right.
But like Naruto's is that him and he's finding other delinquents to skip school with, and Kuro-sensei is tracking them down. Or Ichigo's is he doesn't know what's going on, he just feels like a really powerful presence. So he's traveling around and he finds other people dressed in black, like Oga and Hiei, and assumes they're Shinigami. So they all join together. It seems pretty interesting, but like, maybe I'll wait for someone to have like a decent story guide out.
The best thing you've told me about that is that before every special attack, Aizen has a speech.
Yeah, I should do a video of that. Like,
Yes.
he just stalks for 20 seconds and then unleashes an attack.
He just stands there while like they're wailing on him, trying to do enough damage to stop it from happening, and then like a big box comes down and kills the guy. It's great.
And then it turns out the enemy cut themselves. That was a twist, right? That was that part of
Yeah.
that fight's thing.
That was the thing of like apparently 10 chapters they were just like stabbing Momo just like brutally, but they thought it was Aizen.
Bleach.
Poor
I
Momo.
sometimes wonder if I should go back and read those chapters.
I don't know.
Like, is
Maybe
it worth it?
from a like, oh, what's the word? You know, just to know more about it, but not for enjoyment.
Academic.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah. Bleach. All right. Why don't we start with Nisekoi?
Speaking of Bleach, Nisekoi.
Yes. This Nisekoi actually pretty good.
Yeah, this wrapped it up very well.
It did not get Shu and Rurouni together. Let's just get that out of the way. That's the big
Well, not
disappointment.
but so
directly together.
silver lining, there is no Raku Miyamoto pairing in this chapter.
Yeah.
No, not even any hints. Nothing.
Yeah,
nope.
Not in the slightest.
They walk it back to the brink.
No awkward glances, nothing. She tells him to, like, fuck off, and he does. It's pretty great.
So Raku and Miyamoto talk about what they should be doing for her grandfather, her great-grandfather.
What she wants to do for her grandfather, and she just wants his opinion on it, basically.
And so they go to Shu and get certain photos from him, because he has
like
a ton.
You want me to tag along? I should be there too, right? Because otherwise it wouldn't happen.
Yeah. This needs to exist, so you can find happiness.
So Raku and Ruri come in and talk to her great-grandfather and apologize for the deception.
And Raku apologizes too.
Basically, say outright, we were lying to you.
Yeah.
But Ruri tries to make up for it by showing him pictures of Onodera, saying like, this is my friend.
See, I thought this was going in a different direction. She was like, I don't have a boyfriend, but look at this picture. This girl's named Onodera. I'm like, uh-oh.
I have a crush on her.
No, and Onodera is her friend.
And she shows pictures of Chitoge and Sagumi and kinda Tachibana.
Yeah, who's maybe her friend, I guess.
I guess.
Shu and Raku also.
I like how Shu has all these pictures. And he brought them with him.
This is why he's here.
Ones of himself.
And so Raku does the one thing no one ever expected him to do and walks out of the room while things are happening.
Yeah. Like, at the appropriate time, he's made his apology. He doesn't need to be here for this. So
yeah.
Yep.
And
so then she basically explains that even though she is an extreme introvert, there are these people who, you know, understand her and are friends with her and that she cares for.
And her great-grandpa doesn't have to be worried because she will find somebody someday and she has these people to look after her.
Yeah.
And Shu is out there listening to the whole thing, which seems like Raku should have probably noticed that on his way out.
Well, obviously, he only walked over after Raku had left.
So that was a really nice moment, I thought.
Yeah, they handled that extremely well.
And then it cuts to the next day?
Yeah, and the nurse is taking a commemorative picture of them.
Yeah.
And then they all decide to leave.
Yeah, well, she's got a camp she has to go to, because they are on summer break. And then her grandpa starts coughing and kneels over.
And it says, just kidding.
Yep. Yeah. Which was, if you're that sort of old grandpa, that's definitely the sort of jokes you'd be playing.
Well, I assumed it was not actually a joke.
Yeah. So he says, don't worry, I'm going to be alive for a while longer. Just come back when you're done and we'll spend more time together.
And then he dies, like a week later.
Before she came back.
When Raku left, coincidentally.
And so, you know, it shows the picture that they had, and in it, even though, you know, she's blushing a little bit, Miyamoto's, you know, disappointed that she wasn't smiling in the final picture.
And then Shu shows up and asks why she's in her uniform during summer break.
It's because she has to go to the funeral.
Yep.
So he gives her some...
a Japanese thing? They wear
Okay. I guess so. That's like your nice dress.
I guess if you don't have funeral clothes...
No, I think even if you do, that's just like, that is your suit, basically.
Huh.
You dress in your school clothes. So, yeah, Shu brought eclairs because they were her great-grandpa's favorite, but he also brought something for her, which is a picture of her and her grandpa smiling.
A candid photo.
Yeah. And then...
And there's your blush, Imran.
Yeah. She's super shocked and says that sometimes Shu is useful.
Every now and then.
Yeah, which is, I believe, the nicest thing she's ever said to anyone in this manga.
So might as well be like.
It's basically
proposing to him now. Yeah.
Yeah. It's OTP, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only relationship in Nisekoi I care about.
At this point.
Except maybe Chitoge Onodera, which I espoused at one point.
I remember when Shu had like that really heartfelt little mini arc with the old teacher.
Yeah.
That was good too.
Yeah. So Shu is the only, like, legitimately, I don't know, I don't want to say adult relationships, but mature feelings for people entire manga.
What if Shu is God and Raku's the devil? What if I had that backwards last week?
Like, this whole thing is just, like, one big chess game?
I would be okay with that.
Like, because Raku's, like, in purgatory, and I don't know. I gotta go consult some books.
You can totally make this work. Come on, keep trying.
Yeah.
I'm actually legitimately okay with the idea of this Nisekoi just being a chess game between Shu and Ragu.
And slowly, Shu will win them all over.
It's like the job thing, like they put themselves in the bodies of these young boys to prove some point.
Like Lost?
Yes. So Nisekoi is going to have an unsatisfying ending.
I mean, that goes without saying. It's a manga. What was the last manga you read that had a satisfying ending?
Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, that was pretty good. I wasn't too torn up about Beelzebubs. I thought that was fairly well done for what it had to go through.
I think it was a decent last chapter, but a pretty bad wind down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. The final chapter was solid, but the stuff up to that was a little shaky.
I'm going to have to say the last one was Full Metal Alchemist, because I think that's the last thing I read that ended on its own terms.
Bakuman did. I just didn't really like the ending. I didn't like how
the ending
ended it.
The ending focused on a thing I didn't care about.
Yeah, I feel like the ending kind of missed the point. I mean, I guess we're not ones to tell the authors what the point of the series was, but it felt like it kind of threw aside everything the series had been building for to focus on this one thing that was just like a footnote for the rest of it.
Yeah, my OTP for that was Takagi and Mashiro, and then the whole ending was about Mashiro and, what was her name, Asuka?
Starts with an A, yeah.
Azuma? Something like that.
Anzu? No. I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah. I love that. We cared about that.
I love that manga, but F that ending.
It was more of an ensemble manga, too, and they focused on two people.
Yeah, everyone else just kind of disappeared.
But no, Full Metal Alchemist had a wonderfully satisfying ending.
I'm sure Nisekoi is not going to end for a long time, though.
I think Full Metal Alchemist is an example of something that, like, they just let the author do whatever she wanted and take as long as she wants.
The space, yeah, to develop a story, you know, like most other mediums do.
And she wasn't rushed to do one every week.
That honestly wouldn't surprise. Like, that's one of the things you guys were talking about with Shisui is disappointed that they passed on Attack on Titan or whatever. I don't think Attack on Titan would be as good if it had to come out every week.
Yeah.
I think that the pacing for it would be completely broken.
Yeah, they actually, even with 55 pages, it doesn't get moved a whole hell of a lot each chapter. Like, Full Metal Alchemist used to feel like 5 episodes of an anime every month when it would come out.
All right, are we done with Nisekoi? Well, there's no point in speculating on next week.
We always get to the end of these arcs, and it's like, I don't know, maybe next week Tsugumi finds something on a rolling cart in the mezzanine of the mansion and wackiness.
I bet
it's a random chapter following a day in the life of Onodera's mom.
So, wait, we actually got what we wanted with this chapter, so the next one is probably going to be everything we hate. So it's going to be Haru, and she's going to have some plan and fall in love with Raku some more.
That seems way too probable.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. And then Miyamoto's going to fall in love with him too. Just, she's going to be off to the side.
Just to, drive the dagger a little deeper.
She's going to be
hang himself in his room.
I was going to say, Shu just says like, oh, Raku took that picture for you. I never said I took it.
All right, then. Let's move on to
World Trigger. Huh? No, there's not really much to talk about.
Well, I mean,
well, speaking of nothing much to talk about, let's move on to Bleach.
Okay, I want to do the entire summary of Bleach this week.
Go for it.
So, Kenpachi shows up. What do you guys think is going to happen next week?
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah.
So yeah, he shows up. He hits imagination guy with a sword. Then it basically comes like the equivalent of
that,
like two toddlers arguing.
Yes, establishes that Unohana is actually dead.
I mean, I didn't need that established. It seemed pretty okay. Like, we saw her die, and also Kenpachi's standing here.
And that they were fighting to the death.
Yeah, well, no, we saw her die.
I know, but I mean, from what Isane knows, they went in to fight to the death.
Yeah.
One person comes out, and you ask if the other person is dead. It's like, yeah, that's...
Yes, that is still the sort of thing that somebody who, cared about somebody else would ask, though.
Yeah.
I mean, and honestly, it's Bleach, so it doesn't matter. Like, who cares that they announced it? It doesn't, like, death means nothing in this manga.
She seems to be glad that it was Kenpachi that killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, it is definitely...
Imagination Guy and Kenpachi basically argue, like, I can do this, nuh-uh. No, you. Nuh-uh.
Well, we definitely did learn that the imagination guy, it's not implants the idea of something into the other people's head, because, you know, when he rises up the platform, he doesn't say anything about it, and he's strong as steel before Kenpachi hits him.
So but it's okay, because Kenpachi can cut through steel if he wants to.
Yes, it's just that he wasn't, you know, actually trying to cut hard enough to cut steel at the time.
The interesting thing that I thought was, we get an introduction to this guy, and he's named Gremmy Thamo, but he is letter V. That invisible, or the person that could blink out of existence, must have really been part of his imagination, because that person was also V.
Oh, okay. I didn't, yeah.
That's the thing I gleaned from his introduction.
I mean, they have super strong guy and guy who can do anything with his imagination, and somehow this is still boring and short.
It's basically anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
I found this chapter amusing and exactly what we expected it to be.
Yeah. I look forward to next week, but this was sure just nothing really happening this week.
I was scrolling through the pages. I was like, wait, this is over? I started reading this maybe 2 minutes ago. And I'm pretty sure I took a break for like a minute.
Yeah, it's one of those chapters where you go back and go like 16, 17, 18. Huh. How? Huh.
Not missing any pages.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure One Piece had more content this week.
More story progress.
Yeah.
So, should we just like go?
I got nothing. I'm like, what are we talking? There's
just
nothing
get a clip
to say
from
about
last
chapter.
Week from what we guessed and put it after this. Just insert it right here.
What we guessed was actually way more interesting than what they actually did.
They might still do what we guessed. They just didn't do anything this week.
Yeah.
It had a nice color page.
Did it?
Yes.
Yeah, the cover thing, which looked like a cover, but not really.
Oh, huh. The seething thing?
Yeah.
That was not fan art.
Yeah, that's the actual. That's what got it higher than Nisekoi this week.
I can tell it's not fan art because it's pretty good.
Ooh. Burn anonymous DeviantArt people.
Yeah. All right, then. Naruto?
Oh, man, it's going to be a short podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, we took up some time at the beginning.
We're, what, like 6 minutes in?
We're like 20 minutes in, but yeah.
Oh, that's right, I had to drop and come back.
There's no assassination classroom to talk about either, so yeah.
Well, and we can talk about this chapter for a while, because it was awesome.
Both of the next manga are pretty short to talk about, I guess.
What, Naruto? Okay, so Guy is fighting Madara.
Yes.
Yes.
And he's going all full 8 gates, death gate. And basically he's hitting the air hard enough to use the air as a weapon.
Yeah.
But he is also burning daylight here.
Yeah. And Madara's like, hey, this kind of hurts.
Ow.
Yeah, like, I need to make sure that those fists don't directly hit me.
Yeah, it's kind of sounding like Guy might actually kill Madara if he can get a clean hit.
I mean, that's not going to happen, but...
Oh, it's not, but I mean...
Theoretically,
it'd
be
possible.
It
deals significant damage, at any rate. Like, this is actually reminding me a great deal, and I mean, obviously they do the throwback in it, to the Gaara-Lee fight.
Yeah, that's how Kakashi explains it to Gaara. It's like, remember that time you got just the ever-loving crap kicked out of you?
Well, not exactly.
But then Gaara won the fight, and broke Lee's leg.
You got, like, one hit off, didn't he? And then the ever-loving crap was when he fought back. I just remember that awesome scene of him teleporting around the room.
Yeah, like, there was that thing, and he was scaring Gaara, and it was the first time anybody had ever hit him. And then when he went to do the Lotus, he injured himself, so Gaara was able to do a substitution.
I was reminded of that really cool scene, like one of the first times you actually see Guy do things, where Gaara, he's so pissed off at Lee, he tries to kill him after he's down.
Yeah.
And Gaara comes in, Guy comes in and just smacks the sand away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like it's nothing.
Yeah.
And before that, he was just the weird guy with the turtle.
Yeah.
So
yeah, remember when he summoned turtles?
Yes.
So, remember when Kakashi summoned dogs? I mean,
so Gaara realizes that Lee's about to use his teacher and tries to offer sympathy, and Lee says that he's not going to be sad in the presence of someone who's deciding their own fate.
And Kakashi points out that when Guy gets this strong, he exceeds the power of the Kages.
And then Minato goes, hey, why aren't we helping?
We should maybe think of a plan.
Everyone looks at each other and it's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
That's so not Minato, a bad idea.
Minato keeps tossing out ideas and like, Kakashi's like, well, that could work, except I gotta get really super close.
Yeah, he's going blind, which is something that we knew was coming for a while.
Yeah.
And well, Minato wants Kakashi to come away the balls on Madara's back.
It seems like a terrible idea because it's going to send it into the other dimension.
That Naruto's in.
Wouldn't that be great if they do it and they're all celebrating and then it cuts to like, and now to give you back your nine tails, Chuck, like his head's gone, slumps over.
I guess it's like a source of his power or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like Minato seems to have made a logical leap that I can't connect to.
Yeah, what are there 10 of them? Maybe they represent. I don't know.
So to get Kakashi closer, Minato suggests that Gaara goes in on the sand, but that won't work because Gaara's not fast enough to do that.
Yeah, we all know sand has a set speed.
So Lee uses this time to go Super Saiyan.
Yeah, opens up
sixth. He opens sixth, which is one more than I think we've ever seen him doing.
Yeah, I think he only hit fifth in the Chunin exam. So Minato thinks, okay, that'll work. He can protect Kakashi. While Gaara zooms him around. And Guy decides to go full out on Madara.
Yeah, and so Madara is now at this point, oh crap, I need to make walls to block him from hitting me.
Yeah, and he's barely getting shields up in time to stop the attacks from hitting him.
From what I understand, like what I'm interpreting of these scenes is that Guy is bouncing past the walls and using them to just punch him faster.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think he's like bouncing around and hitting from different angles, and you have to remember that there's the columns of air, so Madara is desperately trying to block each one as they come.
It's a really cool looking scene.
Yeah, I think he's basically wall jumping off nothing, and it's creating a shockwave that's coming back at Madara along with Guy.
Like, this is going to be freaking amazing animated.
Except they're going to get the bad team to do it, and we're just going to be really disappointed.
So, Lee tosses one of Minato's kunai.
Yeah.
And then Minato like jumps in, like lightning steps in and like blocks the balls from hitting Guy.
And then takes them with him.
Has at this point, you know, surrounded himself like Gaara did with the sand, but with his, you know, impenetrable whatever.
Yeah.
And then we find out Kakashi and Gaara are behind, or I guess just Kakashi on Gaara's sand, but he Kamui's a hole through the shield as Guy comes in.
Guy basically Supermans in and, like, punches him in the spine.
And then,
so hard that Madara breaks through the other side.
The supposedly impenetrable shield.
Yeah. Seems to be in pretty bad shape from that punch.
Yeah. And, you know, then he reacts, not since Hashirama have I been this excited.
So,
which means that Guy is definitely, definitely going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, the weirdest end of chapter ever.
Naruto wakes up.
Just last panel, Naruto's alive. In some sort of like puddle water thing. So I'm guessing not really alive.
Is this going to be like inside his head talking to the new Kurama or something?
Or talking to Obito or something.
It's usually like wet inside his head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually like standing water that he walks around in.
But yeah, this chapter was just fantastic.
With a really abrupt ending.
So yes. Man, like, if Guy is basically doing to Madara now what Hashirama did to him back then before he had the Ten Tails power. Like, I guess Guy is stronger than the first Hokage now?
Well, when he's in this mode.
I mean, keep in mind, this is a mode he can't repeat, so it's not a...
I'm just saying, if he had done this earlier and just... he would have just wiped Madara off the face of the planet and they wouldn't have these problems.
I imagine it's hard to, like, commit to dying.
Yeah, commit to the suicide attack when it seems there are other plausible ways.
I guess when it's like, I'm the strongest ninja ever, and I'm literally God now. It's like, okay, now is probably a good time to suicide attack him.
Yeah. But like, man, this thing just, it reminded me of the, you know, Chunin exam stuff where people were actually, you know, creatively using their attacks together and stuff like that. That was the sort of stuff that made me really enjoy Naruto back in the day.
I still love Guy looking like Akuma. Like, his weird fire hair that he's got going on.
I think it's supposed to look like a lion, isn't it?
Is he? Oh, yeah.
It's elephant, I thought, was the attacks, right?
I don't know. He just got like burnt eyebrows, which I find hilarious.
I still don't understand the whole balls plan, really.
I don't know. Took his balls and went home.
Theoretically, or figuratively as well.
I wonder where Minato like took them. He just.
I think he absorbed the hit, and I think it's going to end up that he's dead.
Maybe.
Well, he vanished away.
Yeah.
There's got to be like a.
He teleported them away, so it didn't hit the other guy.
I think there has to be like a Minato Naruto closure thing.
Yeah.
Like
inside of Naruto's head.
That's where most of it happens.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, I put more chakra in here just for, you know, your first date, first time you need to learn how to shave. It's all in here.
Okay, I have a condom and I have a banana. I'm only going to show you this once. I didn't put enough chakra in here.
All right, we're going to talk about birds and the bees. This is going to get real awkward inside of you.
I don't have much time. It's going to be real graphic. It's going to be real fast. There's no time for questions. Just take notes.
Yeah, so Guy busting up Madara is pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm glad it's just like a total beatdown. That's what I was hoping it would be.
Well, he doesn't have both his eyes yet either, so once that happens, it's going to probably be...
That's probably good. That's going to be what it is he's going to get his second eye open, and then he's just going to, like, Guy's going to attack, and he's just going to be shown holding him by the neck, like, choking him out or something.
Yeah.
And that'll be disappointing.
That'll be when Naruto steps in.
Well, it's... I don't know if it'll be disappointing. We know Guy's not going to win this.
I know, but just,
Guy
like,
saves
having
world.
Him... I would much rather see Madara last him out than
first
Guy
first posthumous
get,
Hokage.
You know.
Yeah, the other way I can see it going is if it is the last out thing, that it's going to be like, Guy's going to throw a punch and get like an inch away from his face and then, you know, be dead standing up or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, an anime death.
Well, I assume that like, Madara's going to toy with the body for a while and then that's going to piss Lee off. Or Kakashi.
You said toy with the body and I just thought of like, for some reason, Orochimaru shit. Like...
No one toys with bodies like Orochimaru does.
He invented toying with bodies, and then the second gets pissed and yells that he actually did it.
That would be a really good, like, just like in the back of one panel, you see Orochimaru dragging Guy's body off. I need this for reasons.
And then the next time we see Orochimaru, he's just got like huge eyebrows,
like flaming hair. What? What?
Where did Guy's body go? I don't know. I haven't seen it. What was his name? Bob? I don't know.
All right. We can't stall any longer.
I don't think we were stalling. That was an awesome chapter.
Yeah.
I mean, like, to make this podcast last longer.
Uh-huh. There's just someone standing off to the side doing the stretch hand motion.
Yeah.
Yep, and like, you know, staring at their wrist and tapping the watch.
On to Shokugeki no Soma.
Yeah. So we get a layout of the eight people in the finals.
Yeah, so immediately after having just a little bit of a break, now we're back into the tournament.
That was a good amount of time away from the tournament, two chapters.
Yeah.
Well, three mostly, but so it's Soma, Italian rival guy, Alice, Irina's number two, Alice's number two,
Megumi,
Japanese guy, and then the Titan.
Mystery dude.
Yeah. So that's a good bunch. That's more familiar faces than I was thinking. I was thinking there was like a bunch of people I didn't really know in the finals.
Nah,
plus, this is decently set up enough that like all these people are very competent, but there's a decent chance Soma could actually win.
Yeah, so with eight people, it's what? A round one, a semifinal, and a final?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's
but I think we're
going to
probably
semifinal
see
semifinal.
Every fight.
Yeah.
Or every match, I guess.
I'm just thinking like Soma himself, so he'll get three matches out of this. It's
yeah,
probably...
I could also see the possibility of them doing something where it's like maybe in the first round they don't show everybody or something like that, and there will be like, and then it shows, it just cuts to Megumi defeated or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Because I'm going to say, you know, Soma's going to go up against the giant in the end, but probably the Indian guy before that. I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yes.
So he gets called into the head offices to find out what the theme is.
Because apparently they don't send a message. They bring them in to tell them.
I guess they want secrecy for this one.
And I don't know, the maybe ceremony to a certain degree. I don't know.
They like their theatrics at school.
Yeah. So Megumi is packing, even though it sounds like it's just like walk into the office and talk to them.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a big trip.
And then unpacking and repacking and everything else like that.
I have done this thinking I forgot something and just like torn through my bag and been like, nope, I put it in there. I'm
yep,
good.
Same here.
So Soma, Rise, and Ishiki, Irina, and guy whose name I've forgotten, but kind of a jerk.
Main bad guy?
Yeah.
Like, isn't he he's the head of the 10 people, I think?
I don't think so.
No, no. Wasn't he the teacher?
Is he a teacher?
No, he was not the teacher. He was the guy who was running the business for the Karage.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
And like he confronted Soma semi recently and was like, "I'm gonna enjoy seeing you go down."
Yeah. So
it's been a while since I've read a lot of those chapters. So
they announced that the theme is bento.
Yeah.
Which, as I've discovered, is a really like hipstery thing in America.
Yeah. I've had like bento boxes.
Oh yeah, no, I've seen them in some places.
Like I went by a restaurant in Portland that was like fries, burgers, and bento.
Really?
Yes.
The place I get bento is a like sushi place, and they would do bentos.
Yeah,
get bento, but I've seen them around. So.
Well, no, it's a dude for like $5. You get a whole bunch of stuff. It's great.
So they're saying that like, well, this is going to be something you have to do with a lot of class and
yeah, we're not
going to be not so plebeian as the way he put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like how they pointed it out is that like bento is in foreign dictionaries at this point. Like it's not a unknown thing.
And then Arena's basically yelling at him about it.
Yeah. Yell
and he
flirts
just starts
him.
Laughing about it. Laughing at it.
He's just like, haha, you're cute. Pretty much.
I really hope that's not the love interest.
I don't know. She's the popular one, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
But I think Megumi's better. So
yeah. I love his reason for not taking her seriously is that they had an awkward moment the other day. But now he can't take her seriously no matter what she says.
So the other two guys there.
The other guys are also reacting to like, man, he really got under her skin.
Yeah. So the guy with glasses taunts Soma about it.
Yeah,
like
basically like try or this isn't going to be fun.
Yeah, and so he's like, oh, and here's your opponent, and then it cuts away without showing which person it is.
Yes. So then it just immediately cuts to the next tournament, and Soma's the first guy up.
I guess we should say that like they were given it with like a day to prepare. So
yeah,
yeah, and you're allowed to bring your own gear and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, with no particular limits put on it.
And actually, isn't it you have to bring your own gear, or is it?
Maybe. Someone doesn't come in with too much, but it shows like his cheer squad coming in and Ikumi's in with his house, even though she doesn't really live there.
And
she's
guy's
part
brother.
Of the posse at this point.
Yeah.
And
so they reveal the judges and the school headmaster, the arena's grandfather.
I love how this guy looks. Like every time he shows up, it makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Like super war torn battle.
Yeah,
guy.
He's always throwing like way more shading than everybody else. It's great.
It's all of that work at cooking. It has left him old and grizzled.
How do you get an eye scar cooking?
I don't know.
The great spatula wars of 2007.
When he took the head of the former president in a cooking battle.
Yes.
Winner cooks the loser.
Yep. And so Soma walks in and then there's a fun moment with some of the like, you know, people from outside the school commenting that they've never heard of him before.
All Soma walks in with is like a small lunchbox, pretty much.
Like an apron and
yeah, just clothes and a small box. And then
so
the
his
doors,
opponent walks in.
Yeah, the doors open. I assume Final Countdown plays and smoke pours in through the door.
It's Nakari Alice, Irina's cousin.
Yep.
Yes.
The one that I said I thought was a bad guy. And you guys had to
they,
be like...
They play her as a bad guy, and it seems really weird, because she hasn't done anything particularly evil.
But every
well,
time she shows up, it's she's got that shading.
Yeah.
She has that shading, but then, like, her entire thing is she refuses to lose, but then once she beats other people, she's gracious about it, I guess?
I don't know. It's just... They make her look evil, but she's not done anything evil
she's
yet.
Not, like, outwardly villainous yet.
She seems insidious, I guess.
I think she's like a rose, like, you know, oh, looks nice, but will hurt you kind of thing.
So they introduce her as like a master in molecular gastronomy.
Well, first of all, she like waves to her grandpa, the judge, which isn't a great sign.
Not a conflict of interest in the slightest.
No.
I'm going to guess that he is going to be the deciding vote in this.
And he asked for Soma.
Yeah, they start doing her backstory where she's like this super genius. She's a gastronomy person.
Yes, like
Science.
going into when she was, a kid and,
I watched
won
like a
awards and
I watched
everything.
some stuff on molecular gastronomy once, and man, they make some good-looking food when they
What
like.
is it exactly?
It's using science to cook stuff, basically. Like, what was the one like to make the pea spread for a steak? They used like a I just had the name. A centrifuge, to like pull it apart in a certain way, and like, yeah, it's just science and crap.
Anyway, she
So
dry.
it's in the same idea of what they're using the Jeopardy machine for now.
So she drives in a trailer of equipment.
Yeah. She
Yeah,
has like
like
a mobile iron
tons of equipment.
thing. Really fancy equipment too, not normal stuff. Like test tubes and chill freezers and
And that one guy who lives with Soma that I can't remember his name, but they give him a weird amount of like attention.
those
Commentary
two,
time.
the smoky guy.
Yeah. Well, the guy with the what it, the you can't see his eyes.
Yeah, his deal was smoke last time, right?
So he's wonders how much pressure Soma must be under. And Soma's just sort of laughing it off that he hasn't slept all night because he was trying out new things.
Yeah,
But so
it was time to leave by the time he was ready.
yeah.
Yeah. So, don't worry. This is just like any other day.
So he does his badass like apron donning and headband donning.
Do you think he doesn't put that stuff on before he comes in just so that he can dramatically put it on before the fight?
Oh,
I mean, it's the
definitely, without a doubt.
And then he says that it's like, what was I saying?
He's gonna defeat
Basically,
her
he's going
and
to crush her and become stronger because of it.
right.
Because of it.
So then she gets the evil shading again.
Like
Yes.
excited shading or something.
But clearly kind of evil. And then they hit the Iron Chef gong.
Well, of course, you're gonna have a time limit,
Then they say LA cuisine and it's on.
Yep. Time limit, 2 hours for bento. It's good that they're going to Soma immediately, because the last tournament was like.
Yeah, like where the heck is he? Come
I
on.
think the way I said it to you, Imran, was that it was the when are they going to get to the fireworks factory
Yeah.
problem.
Like I kind of didn't care about most of those people.
Well, I actually did. I just think like some of them maybe went on a little too long.
Like everyone had their own chapter.
Well, it was weird when it was stuff like that Chinese girl where she had like flashbacks and a whole chapter about her
Yeah,
and da da
well, and it
da da.
wasn't even just that. It was that there was a lot of people that we'd like never met before that they were focusing all this time on, and then they don't win. They
That's
don't make
yeah,
it
that's what
on.
I mean, is like there's three chapters about her and then oh, she loses. Okay. Bye, I guess. But yeah, I'm excited that it's Soma first, and I'm excited that it's someone interesting first, going up
Yeah.
against Alice.
Like I hope the rest isn't boring because the opening fight's pretty interesting.
I just realized what was in his case was Soma's knife, so I'm
Yeah.
not sure what he brought in with him.
He
I
brought
guess
a
they probably
knife.
give him like ovens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm real excited for next week. This is gonna be awesome.
So let's go ahead and make a prediction now. Do you think someone's gonna win the overall tournament or?
I think
I
he
think so.
he's gonna
I think that in this tournament he's going to end up winning.
Yeah, I think he's due for a win. Like he's just barely, missed it enough times in a row that I think he's gonna win, but not by much against the giant guy.
And does that get him the 10th seat, is it, or?
I don't think it gets him a seat necessarily.
This is just like to be in the running or something like that,
They
right?
have a tournament every week or
Oh.
some other thing. Like, all right, this time we're going on a trip and like 300 of you will be eliminated. It's like, oh no, I hope that's not Soma.
We're giving out t-shirts, all eight dances. But it's you went to all eight dances this year. Or this semester or whatever it was.
Make sure your punch card is fully punched.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm interested to see how Alice applies the science cooking to bentos. That's a pretty good match too.
I'm still very curious why they keep playing her off as evil.
I'm sure she's really evil.
But is she?
Turns out she's actually the 0th seat already.
Who
No one
said
ever
this
said there were
was?
10 seats.
Damn it. We all ran for that at the same time. You didn't even read that chapter, Imran.
I know, but that's how bad it was. It lives on in infamy.
Well, I guess that's it already.
Yep. No ass class, no One Piece.
Fine, I'll open fanfiction.net and we can just read that for the rest of the podcast. I'm not actually going to do that.
Yeah. Find the ass class Raws and do that. Like, God, how many chapters are we behind on that now?
A few.
I thought we were caught up, finally.
We were.
They had, like, and then it's been like 3 weeks now, right? Or 2 weeks. Let's see. Latest Raw for that is chapter 84.
And the last one we had was 83?
That can't be right.
85?
81. 81 was the last chapter we discussed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seven off. We'll get there again.
Yep. Yeah.
Someday they'll get caught up on prison school and get back to doing Assassination Classroom.
I mean, they haven't started, they're not running it in Shonen Jump Alpha yet, but they're...
There has they're printing the
They're doing the volumes.
It does seem like when things get translated, though, that motivates the scanlators, because, like, nobody gave a shit about World Trigger until it was in Shonen Jump Alpha, and then they, like, hurried to catch back up.
Well, there's only one group that's doing that, and even they tend to be a couple weeks behind, so...
Right. I'm just saying.
Sometimes, I don't know. I'm actually kind of ready for, like, a new big fighting manga to come out. Because I don't feel World Trigger is scratching that itch for me.
No, World Trigger is definitely more tactics porn.
Yeah. Like, what's going to replace Naruto or...
Yeah.
What One Piece isn't really much of a fighting manga.
Yeah, you don't come to it for the fights.
Yeah.
You come to it for the characters.
For the emotions.
If only they had some kind of manga that rode the line between comedy and action... And had
Gintama?
Great. Yeah, they still have Gintama.
I should read Gintama.
I tried to get into it. I
should get into Gintama like once every 5 months, and then I try. And it's just like, it's funny, but I don't want to read anymore.
Yeah,
I had
this problem with. It's gotten better recently, but man,
it's
that.
So Japanese, I think, is the problem.
Yeah.
So Japanese.
I had the problem with Hitman Reborn where I would read it and then, like, I wouldn't remember any of it because it was just so unmemorable. But like, what? I read like 20 chapters. I still don't know what this manga is about. That's over now, isn't it? Hitman Reborn?
Yeah, that ended a while ago.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of long-running things, I guess we can toss this thing out there, although it's still going to be a couple weeks. Berserk has a new chapter coming out for the first time in over a year next
month. Bullshit. Sorry.
Well, there hasn't been an Idolmaster game in a long time.
Yeah, he'll have to buy a PS4 for the
Well,
new
he
one.
Did that, like, took a break to put out, like, a short thing that was 5 chapters or something like that.
Meanwhile, Berserk just sits there.
Yeah, exactly. But no, yep, next release. The last chapter came out on the 26th of December, 2012.
Did I catch up on
Berserk?
The next
release is April 11th, 2014.
Greg, did I read Berserk? I feel like I did.
It would not surprise me if you did. I don't know what the last chapter you read was.
And then it's been
so
long since there was a new chapter that I don't remember binging on it.
Yeah, that seems entirely reasonable.
I remember parts of it. Huh.
What is
check.
The last thing you remember?
I don't know. There was the guy, the rival, and he did bad things to a lady and
Well, that was in the
and they're
anime,
like,
so that
they're
was
on
a really long time ago.
On a boat at one point, and
okay, then you're within.
That was a music video by T-Pain.
Chapters.
There's a
probably
what?
Like.
What do you say?
There
about
is
it?
Other stuff.
Was it,
going
that was a
on.
Music video by T-Pain.
Oh. No, it was by Lonely Island featuring T-Pain.
Ah, yes.
God.
Okay. Very important Jesus. To make that differentiation.
That's like saying it's Daft Punk featuring Pharrell and not Pharrell featuring Daft Punk. You just can't do that, man.
But yeah, if you're thinking about them being on a boat, then for the most part, you had caught up at some point and then just stopped.
I guess I had, and
but
have,
that could
I
be
have...
anywhere in like the last 5 years for how slow it's been moving. So
I at some point read all of it, and then it has not moved since then, and I've forgotten everything that I read in the time.
Well, that means you get to have the joy of reading it again, because it's a great series.
It was pretty good.
Read it again for the first time.
I should listen to you more, because you like keep trying to get me to read stuff, and I say no, and then when I do, they're actually good.
What can I say? Got good taste.
Well, you could, yeah. Try not to be humble about it.
Yeah, I know. It's my one flaw. What can I say?
Is Kill la Kill ending soon?
Yeah, there's two episodes left. The second to last one aired today. It should be out pretty soon.
Okay.
It ends next week. It is ending amazingly.
So what you're saying is we should probably actually try and watch that.
You should.
I keep meaning to, but anyway.
I got a little bit into it, and it's a little disturbing.
It's supposed to be. Like,
I know.
There are parts that people, like, it's weird, because, like, I don't think they're supposed to be fan service. I think they're supposed to be, like, genuinely disturbing, and people seem to think that they're fan service, which scares me a little.
Well, it just shows you how far that industry has gone.
Because there's some vaguely rapey stuff, and people refer to that as fan service. But it's played off as being horrible in the series. Like, it's acknowledged that it is bad.
I mean, keep in mind, like, it's not like Gurren Lagann was light on the fan service.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and this isn't either. But there are just aspects of it that... I don't know. I still don't really see a lot of that stuff as fan service. I just think everything about it is ridiculous, including...
You know, what are we saying? It's not like... I haven't seen Kill la Kill, but I've seen, like, the main character's design. And that seems pretty fanservice-y.
There's plot reasons for it.
I'm sure you can write plot reasons for anything.
Tell me about your plot.
But I'm sure, like, there's a decent plot for, like, why the pizza guy is taking off his pants in that movie, but...
Well, there's really not, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just...
All I know is that a thing that I've started seeing pop up is that people are doing, let's draw characters from other series in those Kill la Kill outfits.
I saw a Pokemon one that was pretty great because they paid attention to the detail enough that, like, in the character pairings, their egg groups were compatible.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the thing is, like, I don't know if it's just my taste, but, like, I don't find that stuff too titillating. Like, the fan service isn't, like, that good that it's like, oh, man, this is so hot. It's just, I don't know, it's a good action show. I enjoy it for that.
It might be an age thing, too, because maybe if you watched it...
When I was 15, yeah, that probably would have been, like, on the edge of my seat every week for that to come out.
When True. You were the ball yeah. of hormones.
Yeah. I guess now it's just like, yeah, I don't know. You can see their boobs. Eh, whatever.
Like, I think Gurren Lagann was just on that cusp of, like... Wow, Yoko's really hot, but also I'm way more interested in the fights.
And there was also that weird thing of like, oh, Yoko's 14 for some reason.
And then like 30 in like the Japan after ages. The time skip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed Gurren Lagann too.
It was good. It was a good anime. I also enjoyed those animation things they did afterwards.
Yes. Yeah. The alternate universe things.
Yeah.
Some of them. Not all of them were great.
Yeah, some of them were pretty crappy. But, like, the Wild West one was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's the one I remember.
Yeah.
I remember the one that was...
the one
Gina
that was...
Backstory.
Yes, exactly. That was what I was thinking about, too, was the backstory of him.
Yeah.
Which, I don't think that one was... Whatever, but... Although, to be fair, Gurren Lagann, not my favorite anime from that year.
What was?
Bakano.
Never seen it.
Loved that series.
I don't know. Everything you like is stupid. I'm not going to watch it.
All right. Let's wrap it up there.
All right.
All right. This has been your Friday, March 21st Jumpcast. Guys, thank you for coming.
Yep.
Thank you.
We'll see you all next week. Daikasukida! 今日は大好きだ。窓元はもう開いてる。なんて久しぶりなの。お皿もこんなにたくさん。閉ざされた部屋もお祝いのために綺麗に飾られて。まるで違う場所ね。
Yeah, that's a good point. She's the best character because she's the Asian one.